thought Carson and I have been growing more, getting on the same page. I think my blocking's definitely improved this year than in the past. The coaches are putting me in those situations or trusting me in those situations. So I definitely, I think I've stepped my game up in that regard. And then the receiving's coming along. I mean, there's no, I think we've taken a step forward the past 4 weeks between Carson and I. And I think it's only going to grow.
From a playing time perspective, you're not really coming off the field at all now.
Yeah.
Is this what you envisioned when you resigned here?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the vision that I had all along. Obviously, having Brent here has been unbelievable for me. I haven't needed to play every single snap like some of the other guys. But I think right now my play percentage is where I wanted it to be all along, playing pretty much every snap. I relish the opportunity. I want to do the best for my teammates each and every play, and I'm giving it my all whenever I'm out there.
Zach, before the Green Bay game, you had 26 targets in 3 games and 20 catches, right where we all thought you should have been all season long. Why do you think it just increased in that time?
Yeah, I mean, it just I think it's a testament to the work that Carson and I have continued to put in together. After practice, in between periods, we're constantly out there working with each other, trying to get on the same page. With the rookie quarterback, or even with the new quarterback last year with Sam, we kind of had to develop that chemistry and know where each of us is going to be, what the other person's thinking on each and every coverage. So I think it's just something that's going to continue to grow.
What are some of the things that you've seen from these Bengals linebackers, you know, Maluga, yeah, some of the other guys? A bird flick, I know you have to keep your head, yeah, going against a guy like that.
So yeah, they're physical defense. I mean, it's the AFC North football. The Bengals, the Steelers, the Ravens, they're all kind of cut out of that same mold. They pride themselves on being a physical bunch, a physical defense, and they are. They got some long defensive ends with Dunlap and Michael Johnson as well. And then those three linebackers are really talented, experienced players as well. I mean, I played Carlos Dansby my rookie year when he was in Arizona, and we had a ton of respect for him then, and we still do. And then their safeties are also very physical players. So, like I said, they're cut of that AFC North mold, and we're really excited about the opportunity.
For the first 4 losses of the season, it was all 7 points of humor.
Yeah.
And in the locker room after the game, you guys all felt your chances to win.
Yeah.
The last 2 losses haven't been there. Do you feel,
yeah,
this team regressing or going the wrong direction now?
No. I think we played 2 very good football teams the past 2 weeks, and we just haven't been able to find rhythm on offense to stay on the field. And when we put our defense in situations where they're consistently on the field, when we're not converting third downs, or then when we have to kind of get in a rhythm, we're pressing at times. So I think on offense, we just got to focus on finding a rhythm. Being better on third down is huge, not facing third and 25, second and 25. I mean, you're not going to be successful in the NFL facing those situations. And if we could just eliminate those situations from our offense, I think we'll be in a lot better shape.